The First Psalm. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night. He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade. And all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so. For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom. The joy of obedience to God. The nourishment of that fidelity to God provides, and the emptiness that comes from falling away from the Lord. The psalm chosen to begin the whole book starts here. It's a sort of invitation, first and foremost, to be faithful to the Lord our God. It's almost as if we are beginning our instruction in human life. Just think of raising a child. So often it's important to start with clear guidelines and rules, and only as the child grows up to explain more and more the reason behind the rules. Even if a 2-year-old might not understand why he or she cannot touch the hot stove, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't teach them not to touch it. In fact, we should teach them not to touch it. But as they grow older, it's good to teach them why, so that they can freely choose to abide by the principles and so be free of the burden while still observing the reality. In a similar way, the Christian life needs to have a foundation. And so God first gave us the Ten Commandments, and then later, he gave us the Beatitudes. It starts with a sense of obedience, and then it flourishes in freedom. The book of Psalms begins in this very way, starting with obedience to God. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, but whose delight is the law of the Lord. It's almost as if it's trying to give us a foundation on how we should begin following the Lord. And what is the reward for this fidelity to God? He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. This shouldn't be understood in the sense of earthly prosperity. Christ undid that interpretation that the Jewish people had of old. Rather, this prosperity is about virtue and eternal life. In other words, yielding fruit in due season is about reaping the harvest of eternal life, the one place where the leaves truly never fade. Failing to do this results in a much different sort of eternal life, one where we shall be driven away by the wind, one that leads to doom. And so right at the outset of the book of Psalms, we're invited on a journey through life, one that is built on obedience, and one that culminates in the new heavens and the new earth. We would be foolish to try and find another way, but we will be blessed if we heed the words of the Lord and ponder his law day and night. Lord Jesus, you who prayed the Psalms as a son to his father and on behalf of his people, we come to you to adore you present before us in this most blessed sacrament. And we seek to come to a deep understanding of the ancient prayers that you made your own. Please help us to grow in obedience to you and your commandments, so that we might be like the tree planted by flowing waters, the waters that will pour forth from the new temple in the new heavens and the new earth, the waters that will bring forth life, so that being nourished by your grace, we may find that eternal rest that our hearts so deeply desire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.